Well, welcome to the Pastor's Prayers, and we thank you for tuning in. And we also want to come in to a prayer of agreement with and for people who have a prayer need. You can click on the slides and see who we have on the list that we're lifting up in prayer. But, you know, you can pray for anyone, anywhere, anytime, a prayer of intercession. But it's also so important that we learn how to pray for ourselves, because God wants to talk to you, and he wants you to talk to him. And he does answer our prayers. It might not be the way that we want them or the time frame, but he does answer prayers, and he wants to have that fellowship with you and for you. When the disciples realized that Jesus was going off by themselves after a long day of ministry, they asked him, "What are you doing, Lord?" And he said, "Well, I need to talk to Daddy." And they said, "Talk to Daddy? Yeah, it's a prayer. Oh, can you teach us how to pray like John the Baptist taught his disciples?" And Jesus said, "Yeah, and I'll give you a model prayer for all of your prayers to line up with. But in the meantime, I want to tell you something, and it's from my heart, because the world's in a mess, and there is no doubt evil in the world. There is good in the world, but there's evil. And God doesn't cause evil, but he does give us a free will. And the things that are going on in our country and in the world, some of this stuff is just pure evil. I don't know of any other way to put it, but I love the buts. God's still on the throne. So we need to pray. We need to pray individually. We need to pray for our leaders. We need to pray for people in authority over us. But more importantly, we need to share the love and the hope that we have in Christ. So with that said, we close this little segment with the prayer that Jesus taught. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is truly the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. You know, sometimes we say that little prayer by rote, that we memorize it, but take it apart and look and understand what it means to pray. I always want to make sure that I don't get some of my personal feelings involved in this thing that we deal with in the world. Because Jesus said we're in the world, not of the world. But while we're here, we got to deal with worldly stuff. And prayer is so important.